Details on how state lawmakers will pay for their proposed $21.3 billion budget were finally made public late last night. The bill contains hundreds of provisions. WFAE's Tom Bullock has this executive summary of the 260-page plan.
The budget relies on a combination of cuts, reallocations, and an increased reliance on federal tax dollars to finance the state's 2015 fiscal year. First, let's look at public education. The budget pays for teaching assistance by taking just over $113 million from the lottery. It calls for just under $42 million to go toward decreasing the size of kindergarten and first grade classes. And the budget cuts spending for school transportation, at-risk students, and cuts administrative spending for the Department of Public Instruction by 10%. It also orders the State Board of Education to authorize two new virtual charter schools. Critics of virtual charter schools have raised concerns over their quality and oversight. As for the Department of Health and Human Services, the plan calls for an 18% increase in funding for foster care programs, but it also raises the threshold to qualify for child care subsidies. It increases child care copays and relies on federal grants rather than state money to pay for the $21.5 million program. In fact, more than a dozen programs will be financed now entirely by federal tax dollars. And the budget also cuts Medicaid payments to doctors and hospitals by an additional 1%. In terms of public safety, the proposed budget moves the State Bureau of Investigation from being in the Department of Justice to the Department of Public Safety, and lawmakers would also extend a ban on the use of drones by state or local governments through the end of 2015. House rules require a budget to be made public for 2 days before the chamber can vote on the measure. Since the budget was made public around 11 p.m. last night, which still counts as being published on Wednesday, the House could vote on the bill as early as Friday. The Senate has no such requirement. They'll vote on the budget this morning, just hours after hard copies are handed out to the senators. Both chambers must vote for the budget twice before it goes on to the governor. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.